Hi, my name's Tamara Protasso, and I've created this audio for you to use to discover who your true inner writer is to make your writing easier. The first step to reclaiming your inner writer is to connect to your desire to write. Just have a think about how you feel when you have an idea. The building tension that signals to you that you need to note this down. Get to it. Get started. That urgency. Feeling this is great. This is the fire inside that will fuel your reclamation process so that your inner writer becomes someone who works with you, not against you. Again, I want you to close your eyes and go inside yourself. Take another few deep breaths with me and bring yourself back to your body. Feel your feet again as you breathe in and out, and feel your breath and the connection between. Now, I'd like you to go inside yourself again to the part of you that wants, badly wants, to write. Find that part of you that has things to say, the impulse to put words on the page. Really connect to that part of you and feel where it sits in your body. For me, it's down low in my belly, in my pelvic bowl. I feel like it's a fire, warming and illuminating, but not raging and destructive. For you, it might be different. So just go to where that creative fire resides in you, to where the things you need to write are generated. And now allow that part of you to take on the shape of a person and to come forward. Let them come forward so that you can see them. Imagine meeting them. Really see them, look at them, meet them, and begin to describe them. Notice things about them. What do they wear? What are they like? What do they enjoy? Do they have a particular style? What's their height? Their hair colour, eye colour. What do they like to do for fun? Spend some time getting to know them so that you can describe them well. Are they funny? Serious? Do they like summer or spring? Hot or cold weather? What about food? Now, when you open your eyes and come out of this visualization, I'd like you to spend a minute writing down the description of the writer who came out of your creative center. Just like before, you can write down single words that come to you, or you can write a description in full sentences. Just get down a good description of the writer who emerged this time. I'm going to give you a minute to do that now. So open your eyes and pick up your pen. Go. Excellent. Finish up your writing for now
and have a look over what you've written. Congratulations, you have begun to excavate and meet your true inner writer. This is the writer who will help you sit down to write with ease every time you sit down. I'm really happy you've had time to listen to this audio today, and I hope it helps you in your writing journey.
Now, I'd like to introduce another concept that is a tool from The Artist's Way by Julie Cameron. I call it feeding your inner writer. She calls it an artist date. We can do this exercise right now, and it's the last one for this audio training. What it involves is connecting with your true inner writer, the one we've just unearthed, who comes from your creative centre. Just read over the notes that you wrote to describe your true inner writer. So do that now. Find those notes and just read over them. Let yourself remember looking at them, meeting your true inner writer. And now, with your true inner writer in your mind, ask them what it is they need from you. It could be anything from a nap every second day through to special chocolates that they only get a sample of once some writing's done. It could be an outing of some sort, going to a concert or shopping. Mine once needed me to plan the meals for our family for the week so that I could get more writing done. Note down on your paper or in the workbook whatever it is that comes to mind. Whatever they tell you, no matter how big or small or ridiculous it seems to you. I'll give you another 30 seconds or so for this. And we're after about 5-6 things on your list. More if you can. All right. Make that list now. Excellent. Finish up what you're writing for now and take a look at your list. This is what your true inner writer needs from you in order to feel fed, to feel taken care of so that they can function and help you write. Julia Cameron calls it filling the well or stocking the pond, making it a specific outing to somewhere you feel is fun, and she recommends it happens once a week. I'm a little looser. I found that for me it's not necessary to take my inner writer out sometimes. Mine likes to nap, especially on Sunday afternoons. She also likes my life to be organised, which is why she recommends meal planning. I think you can enter a dialogue with your true inner writer and let your conversation dictate how often you feed your relationship with them. Once a week is great, don't get me wrong here, but sometimes that won't work out. And I'd rather you just take the pressure off here and start from where you are rather than beating yourself up over it and possibly missing more weeks through guilty procrastination. And this is why I call it feeding your inner writer. You enter into a relationship with them. You feed that relationship. You make the effort to get to know them and what they need, and you give it to them. Follow the trail that they set for you, and in doing so, you set up trust between you, and they will make your writing easier. Because your subconscious knows that this is the writer you're working with, the capital W writer that lives in you. Your subconscious knows that you work willingly with and trust this inner writer, and so it doesn't block you from writing when you sit down to the page. So what I'd like you to do is to look at your list of things that your true inner writer needs from you. Choose just one for this week and make sure that you do it. It could be anything. You might watch 1 hour of crap TV for your true inner writer. Or you could bake a cake, or go out and buy that new rose you've had your eye on. Or just sit and give your pet some attention. You could do it Julia Cameron style and take your inner writer out on a date somewhere. Do look up The Artist's Way if you're called to do so. It's such a valuable, venerable work for supporting the artist's creative journey. We're almost finished here with this week's training. And I'd just like to wrap up and leave you with a little bit of homework for the week to continue the great start you've made here today. The tasks I'm talking about here are also in your PDF workbook, so don't worry about noting it all down. It's there for you to read up on later, and you can always ask questions and share your progress in the Facebook group. First up, I'd like you to begin noticing when the two types of inner writer arise in your awareness. The stereotypical writer who doesn't serve you, and your true inner writer from your creative center. When or if you sit down to write this week, notice which one is dominant, if one is dominant.
Notice if it changes as you become more aware of the two writers who live in you. There's also an exercise in your workbook for you to complete. There's a blank page in there, and I'd like for you to collect images from magazines or printouts or anywhere really. Just collect images that represent your writer who comes from your creative centre, your true inner writer. Make a collage for yourself of your true inner writer. Maybe build up a picture of them or of things that represent them. Just do whatever feels right in this case. And put it somewhere where you can look at it often. The other thing I'd like you to do is to spend some time each day, just 5 minutes will do, connecting with your true inner writer. You can just sit and look at the collage you've made, write a little more description, or close your eyes and continue to converse with them as we were doing before. Remember to feed your true inner writer and start that dialogue with them. Do this so that your relationship with them begins to take precedence over your relationship with your stereotypical inner writer. And I'd like you to share in the Facebook group what you've found out about your true inner writer and what they need from you. So, that's it for week one's audio training today. You've done great work excavating your stereotypical inner writer and connecting with your true inner writer. You're taking the first steps to making sitting down to write a pleasure rather than a battle. So, remember to work through your workbook and share how you're going in the Facebook group so that we can support each other and I can answer any questions that you might have. I really love this work and I'm so excited to have started this journey with you. Have a great week.